You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey guys, Giants beat reporter Zach Rosenblatt here from NJ Advanced Media. This is your latest update powered by the Talk Is Cheap podcast. The Giants had as active of a free agency period as any team in the NFL. They got their top two targets, paying $73 million over 4 years to sign Detroit Lions wide receiver Kenny Golladay and $39 million over 3 years to sign cornerback Adoree Jackson. The Giants also tried and failed to sign Rams edge rusher Leonard Floyd, though if they had signed him, they likely wouldn't have been able to also sign Golladay. The Giants did their due diligence on Golladay, hosting him for a three-day visit where he was interviewed by many members of the Giants staff, including Joe Judge, and took physicals to make sure he was healthy. Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones, and Jabril Peppers were among the players that recruited him to join the Giants, which clearly worked. Now that they got him, the Giants finally reeled in a number one wide receiver that they desperately needed to help Daniel Jones get to the next level as a quarterback in his third year in the NFL. With their free agent additions, the argument could be made that the Giants have the best weapons in the NFC East now. They added Golladay and tight end Kyle Rudolph to a group that already includes wide receivers Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton, tight end Evan Engram, and the return of running back Saquon Barkley from an ACL tear. They also signed running back Devontae Booker as his backup. Clearly, this is a sign that the Giants are committed to Daniel Jones at quarterback. The Rudolph signing is especially interesting since he adds a red zone threat and blocking option that the Giants didn't really have before. He's also more sure-handed than Evan Engram, only dropping one pass in the last 3 years. Engram dropped 11 in 2020 alone. The Giants addressed a lot of their needs and are clearly a better team now than they were at the end of the season when they went 6-10 and missed the playoffs, but they still have some glaring holes. Two in particular, at guard and at outside linebacker. The Giants cut right guard Kevin Zeitler and didn't add any new offensive linemen in free agency, meaning that right now their only options are Shane Lemieux and Will Hernandez. They're starting to run low on cap space, so at this rate, it seems more likely that they draft an offensive lineman early in the draft than signing one in free agency. At outside linebacker, the Giants let Kyler Fackrell leave as a free agent, signing with the Chargers, and only signed 26-year-old Ryan Anderson from Washington, a clear downgrade from Fackrell, though he does have some potential as a former second-round pick. The Giants are relying on Lorenzo Carter and Oshane Zimenez, staying healthy and finally breaking out like the Giants have long hoped that they would, though that certainly is a risk. For all the latest Giants news, turn to the sports section of NJ.com and download the Talk Is Cheap podcast wherever podcasts are available.